So really, the question that I want to skirt around is social media and how it's used. Because again, that's quite a big thing, but people don't tend to realize the actual use. They tend to worry about, I need to deal with this on Twitter, and how do you use it, and can I just plug things into it to let it do stuff, or do I have to waste loads of time, and how do I manage my time with talking to people? And then you've got other elements like being able to say, right, I need to now do Facebook, and now I need to do a blog. And I think in some ways it's the fault of the apparent social media sort of the experts, the people who are telling you what to do and how to do it, are just doing it because this is the way we know best. There's nowhere that's and no one that's done it differently, I suppose. But the only simplest way I can advise it is to say, well, if you've got something that you like to do in that business, in for a website, you like to write blogs, or if it's audio boos, or if it's tweeting, or if it's Facebook, or if it's just updating the website, then what you need to do is you need to do whatever that one thing is. If it's events and then you do stuff around it and that just goes on the website, then that sounds quite regular. Social media hasn't come into that area yet. But where it does come in is in allowing you to communicate and to promote what it is that you do. And on one level, blogging, press releases, inviting people to events is one level. But on another level, the one that Twitter fills is to do this subtly over a period of time to build up you being on it regularly and often enough. And yes, it's something you've got to buy into, but the others are a bit more, you have to buy into it, but there's a certain degree in which you might do that. I don't think Facebook's a little bit in between the two, but blogging, you've got to be fairly committed to do that, and it'd be really good to put a couple of hours hard graft into writing something so that someone else can read it. It works as a reflective document as well, and it's only that one bit, any of those one bits, you just take that bit. So you say, I'm going to write a blog, or I'm going to update my website and say I've done this and done that, and just spend that time, even if I've done nothing or done something, to promote that. The way in which you would promote it would be to get those social media tools out there and just whack them out once a week, once a month. I don't know what the process might be, but that's kind of how I would imagine some people to use social media. And there are plenty of other ways that I don't think people have discovered yet on how to deal with social media, how to help. And I suppose the best thing I could suggest is that if you were to collaborate with someone, you would discuss how you would do things and talk about a process, but all of this could be done online. So it is a communication tool, but it is up to you how much or how little you use it. Because I guess it's a very soft core selling ground. It's not all that rigorous. So if you really wanted to sell things on it, then you can't really do that on those areas. But what you can do is say, hey, look, I've just updated this website, or I've just done this event and it was good. And that works really well on a very human level.